Hello all. This is a beautiful morning on 12th of May. We are passing the trough of coronavirus. So that's good news, I think. As all bad things, even they shall pass. The Chinese saying of "May you live in interesting times" has been fulfilled. So we are living in interesting times. Times are going to get more interesting with time, I believe. At least some change, some change. It's very interesting to see that how the way that we will return to life, we are going to destroy the planet again. We are going to be using our cars again. I would be curious if all the socio-economic and climate change activists are writing blogs or talking to governments that now look at the current pollution level, look at what it was. Now let's see how worse we get from when we are sitting home that we get out. An interesting stat, but unfortunately nobody wants to track this because, well, you can sum the argument up in a couple of sentences, but the world usually wants like 50 or 100 pages worth of details. Something for intellectually curious people and people with the skill set to get this. So recently I saw this movie called Uri, The Surgical Strike. Amazing movie, very well made, well directed. Everything was great, except the end. That kind of like swayed up and there, but I guess the nationalistic sentiment running at that moment was too high to kind of, you know, overlook all those little glitches that how the hell that helicopter just came in the middle of firing. But anyways, overall a very good movie made, worth the watch, worth the money. Which kind of again put me back into my zone and brought me a little back to my poem of "Hey Bharat ke Ram Jago, main tumhe jagane aaya hoon." So I used to maintain a blog. I have recently sunsetted it because I don't know how to work with the block editor of WordPress. It's a little too hard for me. I copy paste a lot of content I get from the web. A blog is not just about there to write my own ideas. Sometimes I just borrow other people's ideas. You know, great ideas are not inborn. They are sometimes just built on the shoulders of giants. Well, I think it's something to do with SEO optimization, whatever. So I'm sending it. So that brings me to the realization as to how did I get that blog started in the first place. And the reason to get that blog started was to very well record this very poem, "Hey Bharat ke Ram Jago, main tumhe jagane aaya hoon." So when in 1999, the Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf visited India, and he was a military general and he had overthrown the democratic government in Pakistan. And well, India, as we are the most tolerant country, one of the most tolerant countries, we still opened up our arms that, well, if that's how it works in your home, well, we don't have a problem. So he visited and he was greeted by Atal Bihari Vajpayee. And apparently, it seems when he left, we figured that in the hills, it was cold season, and in the hills of Jammu and Kashmir, he had left some of his acquaintances that he brought with him from Pakistan. So a lot of militants and people from the Pakistani army had occupied bunkers on the top of the hills. Very cold, so Indian army kind of vacates them, and then those were occupied by them. And then I mean, anybody with any little knowledge of Counter-Strike or Dota, I guess, would realize that if the enemy is sitting on the top of the hill, it becomes much more easier to shoot down than to shoot up. So an Indian army had an uphill battle. It was a very bad battle. A lot of young majors, lieutenants and colonels and people died in that war. There were war stories all over the place, and not the ones that you hear about the veterans here. So this is a country whose army men were dying to defend its own freedom and its own integrity. There is a little fine line here. Somebody who knows to read between the lines, they probably can and appreciate the sentiment here. So these were countrymen dying for their own country on their own land because an enemy had encroached inside. And well, things were what they were. It was a hard time. We kind of the number of, there was a counter at that point, I remember very, 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 very crisply, which counted the number of Indian soldiers who were shot in the eye. And that number crossed 50. So you can imagine that people can act. So you can, I mean, yeah, common sense prevails here. I will leave it to the imagination to understand. For any person who has any love for their country, knowing that your soldiers are dying because of your neighbor's uneasiness is, well, it is what it is. So for that, to that end, what happened is, Indian artists, a lot of them actually, arranged a fundraiser campaign, and campaign, or it was an event which was hosted in Delhi. A.R. Rahman was there, singers were there. I'm not sure of the movies and actors, but I mean, I'll only remember what I wanted to remember, just like any other human being. We remember what we like to remember or we want to remember. Everything else is just like a faded memory. So all I remember was Ashutosh Rana came up there and he had a poem. I did not know that he was a Hindi literature doctorate. And so clearly it could, like, yeah, it was very obvious after that poem that he knew more Hindi than I had ever imagined. I was much younger there, probably I was just 12, 13. But when things strike you, they strike you. So this was a poem which was, I mean, it was, anyways, the national sentiment was running very high. And I remember very crisply when he recited this poem, like every hair in my body was straight up, like literally singing the national anthem. And yeah, that is one thing about me. I'm extreme. I am not extreme. I'm extremely passionate about the country that I am, that I belong to, the country that gives me what I want. And I, well, we are. There are some lines drawn which we call as country limits and boundaries, and for the foreseeable future, those boundaries are not going anywhere. And if you go a little deeper, each of those lines do segment us culturally from the other side. Now, the hope was that with these boundaries, at least we can preserve our own cultures and coexist peacefully, but that obviously is not happening, regardless. So, with that being said, so that poem was something that struck with me for a long time. I was too young to remember and I did not keep a note of it. When I came to college, I always wanted to find that poem, and that's the first time I loved Google, because Google actually helped me find that poem. I was not able to find it on Yahoo. So I found it, and it was around 9/11. It was very interestingly, I found it because, like, 9/11 is a moment, I think, in this American history, which recent American history, with, I think, people can claim that is the closest to some enemy coming to the state and like causing havoc. So that was the time I felt that, oh, so even these people feel some pain. You know, you need to make sure that the person is not too thin-skinned, too thick-skinned to not even feel that pain. That's, so 9/11 was a day, and I guess that was that night in my college in like 2008 or 9, I don't know when. I was doing this research and I found it, 2009, I guess, yeah. I did some research and I was able to figure it out. So yeah, so I'll reset this blog post. Today is a very nice day. I want to remember this day, so this is a blog post so that I remember this day. And well, so the blog post goes as, hey, a very sensitive thing about me is that I am a bit too nationalist. That statement is still true after 11 years, so I'm proud of it. I heard this awesome and mind-blowing poem sometime in India when India was at war with Pakistan on Kargil. So Pakistan's P is small. That is a very peculiar thing about me. Whenever I write Pakistan, anywhere I write, I put PS small letters. They don't deserve some level of respect. It was sung in the most beautiful and unique way by Ashutosh Rana. I am very poor at English. That is just me being humble. And thus, I don't have the words to describe the kind of intensity this poem created on the stage. Well, that is true. So I don't have the word to describe, because there were people who were sending their kids with Indian flags, Tiranga in their hands, and just like waving around. That was the level of sentiment that this thing held. And I'll try to recreate as much as I can, because I just heard the saw, saw the movie Uri, and they had this amazing dialogues. How's the Josh? Hi, sir. Very, very well, very well made movie. So I was looking for this poem for a long time and luckily found it just today. So here it is at a more safer and reachable place for me. The entire line should be read in one go, and then after a small pause, the next line. Enjoy. So here's the line. Jai Hind. हे भारत के राम जगो मैं तुम्हें जगाने आया हूँ। हे भारत के राम जगो, मैं तुम्हें जगाने आया हूँ और 100 धर्मों का धर्म एक बलिदान बताने आया हूँ। सुनो हिमालय कैद हुआ है दुश्मन की जंजीरों में, आज बता दो कितना पानी है भारत के वीरों में। खड़ी शत्रु की सेना द्वार पर आज तुम्हें ललकार रही, सोए सिंह जागो भारत माता तुम्हें पुकार रही। रण की भेरी बज रही, उठो घोर निद्रा त्यागो और पहला शीश चढ़ाने वाले माँ के वीर पुत्र जागो। बलिदानों के वज्रदंड पर देशभक्त की ध्वजा जगे और रण के कंकड़ पहने हैं वो राज सिंह की भुजा जगे। अग्निपंथ के पंथी जागो शीश हथेली पर धरकर, जागो रक्त भक्त लाल के, जागो तन के सौदागर। खप्पर वाली काली जागे। सो अ लिटिल पॉज हियर। सो दिस पोएम द वे दैट इज सेट अप इज दैट इट इज आई थिंक इट वॉज एविडेंट दैट खड़ी शत्रु की सेना द्वार पर इज इंडिकेटिंग टू द कारगिल वॉर। And so now the poem is about he's going from all the way from mythological times to the current history, and he's going to pick all the Indian heroes who have given their lives and stood against any enemy, like internal or external, to defend the integrity and the culture of the country. India is a country that has been attacked by like almost everyone, even white people came to attack it, but well, they found that, well, you are too many of you, so we can't kill you like we did to the Red Indians. So that is something that they couldn't achieve, but they still ruled over us. eventually, all rulings come to an end. So we have been attacked from all the time. So we have a long list of people who we can stand by. Unlike a lot of Roman and European culture and history, like the European history is about people just fighting amongst themselves. You know, from here fighting there, going. They are all like people fighting amongst themselves. A lot of Mediterranean history is something similar. People fighting amongst themselves. We also have something similar. Kings do fight among themselves. But the thing is that the uniqueness of India, I mean, the one thing where these things converge is the Crusades, which were at Turkey, at Mesopotamia, where Muslims and Christians were having holy wars. So that is the one that things comes closer. But again, that was for territorial reasons. India has been attacked for a lot more other reasons. So he's trying to pull out all the heroes in the character. And just a point to note for people who don't think that India respects women, he starts with a woman goddess. So, and goes on and on and on. So, enjoy. So I'll retrace a couple of lines before. बलिदानों के वज्रदंड पर देशभक्त की ध्वजा जगे और रण के कंकर पहने हैं वो राज सिंह की भुजा जगे। अग्निपंथ के पंथी जागो शीश हथेली पर धरकर, जागो रक्त भक्त लाल के, जागो तन के सौदागर। खप्पर वाली काली जागे, जागे दुर्गा बरबंडा और रक्त बीज का रक्त चाटने वाली जागे चामुंडा। नरमुंडों की माला वाला जगे कपाली कैलासी और सड़ की चंडी घर घर नाचे मौत फिरे प्यासी प्यासी। रावण का वध स्वयं करूंगा कहने वाला राम जगे, और कौरव शेष ना एक बचेगा कहने वाला श्याम जगे। परशुराम का परसु जागे, रघुनंदन का बाण जगे, यदुनंदन का चक्र जगे, अर्जुन का धनुष महान जगे। परशुराम का परसु जागे, पौरुष पुरुष महान जगे, और सेल्यूकस को कसने वाला चंद्रगुप्त बलवान जगे। हठी हमीर जगे, जिसने झुकना कभी ना जाना, जागे पद्मिनी का जौहर, जागे के सरिया बाना। देशभक्त का जीवित झंडा, आजादी का दीवाना, और रक्त प्रताप का सिंह जगे, वो हल्दी घाटी का राणा। दक्षिण वाला जगे शिवाजी, खून शाह जी का राणा, और मरने की हठाना करते वीर मराठों के राजा। सो इट्स सो अनदर पॉज हियर, अनप्लान्ड पॉज। लुक एट व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इन इंडिया, people fighting over random things, like this Maratha, like, you know, when you try to stitch them together, they all are just beads in a single necklace. But you put them away for a little bit and they start like making noise the moment they hit each other. Dakhin wala jagah Shivaji, khun shahaji karana, aur marne ki hathana karte veer maratho ke raja. Chhatrashal bundela jagah, Punjabi kripan jagah, aur do din jiya sher ki mafik, wo Tipu Sultan jagah. Tipu Sultan, one of my favorites. गरवाहे का जगह मोर्चा, जगह झांसी की रानी, और अहमद शाह जगह लखनऊ का, जगह कुंवर सिंह बलिदानी। गरवाहे का जगह मोर्चा, पानीपत मैदान जगह, भगत सिंह की फांसी जागे, राजगुरु के प्राण जगह। जिसकी छोटी सी लकुटी से संगी ने भी हार गई, लकुटी लंगोटी बापू, जिसकी छोटी सी लखुटी से संगीने भी हार गईं, हिटलर को जीता वो फौजें सात समंदर पार गईं। उस लखुटी और लंगोटी वाले बापू का बलिदान जगे, ये भारत देश महान जगे, इस भारत की संतान जगे। आजादी की दुल्हन को जो सबसे पहले चूम गया, आजादी की दुल्हन को जो सबसे पहले चूम गया, स्वयं कफन की गांठ बांधकर सातों भांवर घूम गया। उस सुभाष की शान जगे और उस सुभाष की आन जगे, ये भारत देश महान जगे, ये भारत की संतान जगे। झोली लेकर मांग रहा हूं कोई शीश दान दे दो, अरे झोली लेकर मांग रहा हूं कोई शीश दान दे दो, भारत का भैरव भूखा है कोई प्राण दान दे दो। खड़ी मृत्यु की दुल्हन कुंवारी कोई ब्याह तो रचा लो, कोई मर्द अपने नाम की चूड़ी तो पहना दो। कौन वीर निज हृदय रक्त से इसकी मांग भरेगा, कौन वीर निज हृदय रक्त से इसकी मांग भरेगा, कौन कफन का पलंग बिछाकर उस पर शयन करेगा। ओ कश्मीर हड़पने वालों कान खोल सुनते जाना, भारत के सर की कीमत तो सिर्फ सर है, कोहिनूर की कीमत चाहे 5,000 दिनार। रण के खेतों में जब छाएगा अमर मृत्यु का सन्नाटा, और लाशों की जब रोटी होगी और बारूदों का आटा। सन्न सन्न करती तीर चलेंगे वो माझी के तन वाला, जो हमसे टकराएगा वो चूर चूर हो जाएगा, इस मिट्टी को छूने वाला इस मिट्टी में ही मिल जाएगा। मैं घर घर में अब इनकलाब की आग जलाने आया हूँ, और हे भारत के राम जगो मैं तुम्हें जगाने आया हूँ, हे भारत के राम जगो मैं तुम्हें जगाने आया हूँ, हे भारत के राम जगो मैं तुम्हें जगाने आया हूँ। जय हिंद। दैट ब्रिंग्स एन एंड, इट्स यस, समटाइम्स सम पीपल हैव टू बी, समटाइम्स सम पोएट्री हैज टू, you know, I think poetry is the biggest form of raising emotions, the best form of raising emotions. I don't know about other ways. National, that's where national anthems are mostly sung, and they are mostly poems written by poets. An Indian national anthem is written, was a poem, and it was made into a national anthem. I don't know the American national anthem, most likely it is the same. I'm sure about the British national anthem, it's also used to be a poem, which became something. So everything starts from poetry. But the sad state of affairs that we live in, it's hard to find a poet at this point. Except the ones who just wants to crib about a person who left her house. I mean, romanticism is also a form of, does also need expression. But yeah, this was an amazing poem. Anyways, I'll stick to the topic of the top, of the top. So this was a poem which is very dear to me. And this is a very, I want to mark this day. So there it was. I hope you enjoyed. I'll see if I can put more content up. Have a good one. Stay safe. Bye.